de América. Yo soy
del color de la tierra yo he nacido. Por herencia mi idioma es castellano. Los del norte dicen que soy latino.
Yo soy,
no me quieren decir americano. Soy
de
el gaucho al galope por las pampas. Soy charrúa,
soy
jíbaro, utumano. Soy chapín, esquimal, príncipe maya. Soy guajiro,
yo soy
charro mexicano. Si el que nace en Europa es europeo,
América,
y el que nace en el África, africano.
Yo soy,
he nacido en América y no veo por qué yo no he de ser americano.
De América,
porque América es todo el continente,
yo
y el
soy,
que nace aquí es americano. El color podrá ser diferente,
América,
mas como hijos de Dios, somos
yo
hermanos.
Soy, desde Argentina, Colombia, Ecuador y Paraguay, Brasil, Chile y Costa Rica, Salvador y el Uruguay, Venezuela y Guatemala, México, Cuba y Bahamas, todos son americanos sin importar el color. De América, yo soy. De América, yo soy. De América, yo soy.
El cantarle a nuestra gente parecía un sueño incoherente. Se rompieron mil barreras, comenzamos desde abajo, sin ni un peso en la cartera, sí que estuvo bien carajo. En el mundo del mitote, la mentira sale a flote. Aprendices que se los comió el dinero, olvidaron sus raíces y arrogantes se volvieron. La clase de hoy al estudiante creo que no le va a gustar. Si paso lista varios faltan, se les acabó la racha y lo que un día estuvo firme se empezó a desmoronar. Veníamos de la tienda cuando tú ibas por el pan. Hay que aceptar la verdad. Estos versos que hoy les canto son hechos a la medida de muchos que andan hablando. En un mundo de hipocresía, aquel que dice la verdad termina siendo el villano. Bocas ligeras de palabra que endulzaron sus oídos contando historias que ellos jamás han vivido. Pero a lo largo y ancho de esta selva, la corona no se presta y se le respeta al tigre. Con la frente muy en alto y aunque me miren para abajo, sepan que aquí mando yo. Es el pan de cada día, el hablar pura mentira. Refrescaré la mente ahorita que están sentados al mero jefe de jefes. Nunca se le habla pesado. La clase de hoy al estudiante creo que no le va a gustar. Si paso lista varios faltan, se les acabó la racha y lo que un día estuvo firme se empezó a desmoronar. Aquí mando yo, y este colmillo no lo tuve que comprar. Ya son años de trayectoria, ya probamos de la gloria. Ya veníamos de la tienda cuando tú ibas por el pan.
aceptar la verdad.
Aquí mando yo.
Escrito con letras de oro. San Clemente. Los paró la emigración, les pidió sus documentos, les dijo de dónde son. Ella era de San Antonio. Una hembra de corazón. Camelia, hoy te das por despedida con la parte que te toca. Tú puedes rehacer tu vida. Yo me voy pa' San Francisco.
Hello, Tilda Radio. This is DJ Guapofu welcoming you to the live 204th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour featuring the Norteño Grupos Tigres del Norte, based not in Sinaloa, but San Jose, California. We're broadcasting as typical this May 2nd from North Potomac, a suburb of Washington, D.C., just to its northwest in Montgomery County, Maryland. I'd like to thank Stevie for joining the chat. I think he left, but I just came down to the computer now, so I've joined the chat. Congratulations also, Stevie, on the Canadian elections. I think, you know, quite a positive outcome there.
Los muchos desengaños son los que hoy me hacen hablar. Mírame, yo soy tu espejo. Un día llegarás a viejo y tarde vas a escribirla para ganar o perder. Y si piensas que yo he fracasado, no cometas los mismos errores. Prepárate, estudia mucho y busca rumbos mejores.
Porque ahora vas a jugar el albur de tu vida, pero arrojándote tú mismo como apuesta. Prepárate, hijo, cuenta conmigo. Tú eres joven, puedes hacerlo y nada te cuesta. Solo evita caer en los vicios, porque el vicioso no llega a parte alguna. Mira cuántos jóvenes se pierden y con su desgracia otros amasan inmensas fortunas. Yo solo quiero que tú triunfes, hijo. ¿Qué de malo tiene eso? Entiéndeme. El camino de la vida es largo, y ese camino no tiene regreso.
Y si piensas que yo he fracasado, no cometas los mismos errores. Prepárate, estudia mucho y busca rumbos mejores.
I'd like to welcome one of our regulars, Maya Alpizar from La Ciudad de Mexico. Thank you for joining the chat, Maya. This is El Ejemplo. In a little bit, I'll have some background on Los Tigres del Norte. Let's see if anyone else joins the chat here. I hope you all had a great week and a good start to your weekend.
Ya que venga la persona que...
Es que 100 pesos no me alcanzan, amor, para nada. Necesito, amor, comprar la comida, pagar el
teléfono. Mira, mira, mira. Entiéndeme,
amorcito. No, ¿sabes qué? Siempre
no vamos a discutir.
No me sirve para nada. Agarra tu dinero.
Dios, hijos.
Así como arregla los carros, voy a arreglar tu vieja, hombre.
Welcome back, Stevie from Tanchamar, the place formerly known as Sackville, New Brunswick, Canada.
¿Has tenido últimamente problemas?
Congrats again on sending the middle finger to the person who lives in our Oval Office. My listeners know my joke about the Oval Office. It's also like the ring above the throne where we not only have number ones, but number twos as well.
Como rivales, frente a ellos te haré una caricia.
This is N.K. Faye. All this accordion is making me think of Luis Gonzaga, and to a lesser extent, Dominguinos.
¿Por qué tan triste está? ¿Acaso está usted enfermo? ¿O algo anda mal?
Pues sí, sufriendo estoy, llorando de dolor por mi hija que se me descarriló y se fue. ¿Qué no la has visto tú?
No, señor.
¿Ni sabes con quién se fue?
No, señor.
¿Por qué me mientes si apenas los vieron juntos en un café? Tú me la aconsejaste, me la echaste a perder, y lo peor fue que la enviciaste.
All right.
Qué malo debes de ser.
As promised, Los Tigres del Norte, or in English, the Tigers of the North, are a norteño group from San Jose, California. They were originally founded in the small town of Rosa Morada in the municipality of Mocorito, Sinaloa, Mexico. And with sales of 32 million albums, the band is one of the most recognized acts in regional Mexican music, both due to their long history and their success in, and their successes within the Mexican community of the diaspora. It's famous for its political corridos, some of which have been censored even in Mexico itself. The band is the only Mexican group to win 7 Grammy Awards and 12 Latin Grammys. In addition, the band has made 40 films alongside the Almada brothers, Mario and Fernando, amongst other well-known Mexican actors. The band's style is based on música regional de México, based on regional music of Mexico, using mainly instruments such as the electric bass or double bass, accordion, as I think we've heard many times now, bass, drums, and sometimes other percussion instruments. The lyrics in their songs fluctuate between the romantic and the corrido, including narco corridos, in which they narrate the experience of members of narco gangs operating in Mexico, as the unfortunate stereotype goes. The narco corrido song Muerte Anunciada, for example, stands out as it's dedicated to the legendary, not Mexican, Colombian drug trafficker Pablo Escobar. Again, an unfortunate stereotype, El Jefe de Jefes. In that song, the band tells the story of the power and influence of the now-imprisoned Miguel Ángel Félix Gallardo. Another of their famous narcocorridos, The Queen of the South, is based on a novel by Arturo Pérez Reverte, from which a television series was based on the Spanish writer's work. The group has become famous in Mexico and the United States, especially in California and Texas, mainly due to the large number of Mexicans living there. They're both great Chicano centers. And as you probably could have guessed from what I said earlier, they've also found considerable fame in Colombia. I guess more generally, I can see a lot of cultural similarities for at least some regions in Colombia. The band won a Grammy Award in 1988 for their album Gracias a América Sin Fronteras, and 12 years later, their album Herencia de Familia won the award for Best Norteño Album at the first ever Latin Grammys. A year later, in the second edition of the awards, they were nominated again for Best Norteño Album, this time for De Paisano a Paisano, and Best Regional Mexican Song for the song of the same title from that same album. As I mentioned, while Los Tigres del Norte were started in Rosa Morano, Mocorrito, Sinaloa, by Jorge Hernandez, his brother and his cousins, they began recording after they moved to San Jose, California in the late 1960s when all members were still in their teen years. They were sponsored by a local record company, Discos Fama, owned by an Englishman named Art Walker, who took them under his wing and helped them find jobs and material, as well as recording all of their early albums. Los Tigres del Norte were at first only locally popular, but took off after Jorge and Art Walker heard a Los Angeles mariachi singer perform a song in early 1971 about a couple of drug runners, Emilio Varela and Camelia La Tejana. There had been occasional ballads, corridos in Mexican terminology, about the cross-border drug trade ever since Prohibition 1920s, but never a song as cinematic as this, featuring a woman smuggler who shoots the man and takes off with money. Again, really unfortunate stereotypes. I know just the style of music, I think Maya and I mutually dislike, but I can see this as teensploitation, narco-sploitation, I guess, to borrow from the film studies lingo. Maybe Stevie has some thoughts on that, not to poke at him. After getting permission to record the song, Los Tigres del Norte released Contrabando y Traición, Contraband and Betrayal, in 1974. The song quickly hit on both sides of the border, inspired a series of movies, and kicked off one of the most remarkable careers in Spanish language music. In Norteño form, Los Tigres del Norte have been able to portray real life, in air quotes, in a manner that strikes a chord with people across the Americas. Many of their most popular songs consist of tales or corridos about life, love, and the struggle to survive in an imperfect world. Okay, I can, you know, see how that's not, you know, just appealing to stereotypes. They regularly touch on the subject of narcotics and, well, it says illegal immigration, but also, you know, undocumented immigration. But they've also shared stories of love and betrayal between a man and a woman. Together, the band and its public has turned Norteño music into an international genre. The band has modernized the music, infusing it, like teas and coffees, with a bolero, cumbia, rock rhythms, and waltzes. Now that is really cool. They also prominently incorporate a saxophone into some of their songs. As a result, it can be said that they also perform Norteño with sax in addition to traditional accordion. Have I said that enough times? In addition to traditional accordion-led Norteño. On January 9, 2007, Los Tigres del Norte was honored as a BMI icon at the 14th annual BMI Latin Awards. Los Tigres, who were saluted that evening with an all-star musical tribute, were being honored as BMI icons for their unique and indelible, good choice of word there, influence on generations of music makers. They joined an elite list that includes Latin music giants who we featured in the past, such as Juan Luis Guerra and Carlos Santana. Very cool. Oh, it's funny. All group members are naturalized American citizens, it says at the bottom. Whether they are or not, you know, that's great. I had the great pleasure of seeing Lila Downs, who I featured in the past, the Minnesotan Oaxacan folk musician who's, you know, performed throughout Mexico, the U.S., and elsewhere. And her performance in two words was beyond good. Two better words would be beyond great. What struck me is just in this concert, she was able to musically code switch between styles everywhere from the far southeast to the furthest north of Mexico just within an hour and a half. Just truly versatile, incredible voices, as all, you know, regular listeners here know. I featured Lila's music a number of times. And I'm pretty sure she did, you know, feature some corrido, her renditions of some corridos music. In my episode on Lila, I also shared some of her renditions of Cuban music, which, in my opinion, was as good, if not better, than the originals. This track, that last track was Jefe de Jefes, about Pablo Escobar, speaking of the unfortunate Western, especially North American stereotype of Colombia. I mean, think about, what is it people say, Colombia is about the three C's, cycling, coffee, and cumbia. But unfortunately, in Europe and North America, there's the cocaine stereotype that, you know, is offensive, but also really cliche. You know, you have to roll your eyes and groan at that. No, I like cycling, I like cumbia, and I like coffee, so I can relate to those three. And I think they need to be emphasized a lot more. Jeez, Maya, 36% humidity. Probably your nose is, all the mucus is cracking up in there. Broken clouds, though, at 74 degrees Fahrenheit. Let's see how it is here in North Potomac. It is 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Humidity more appropriate to Maya's proclivities. It's 75% humidity here with 6 mile-an-hour winds. Looks like stronger winds in Mexico City. Now let's take a look at Stevie's weather in Cantramar. 41 degrees Fahrenheit, 81% humidity. Jeez, Stevie, it's dewy there in Sackville, and 3 mile-an-hour winds. Yeah, I would say the same, Stevie. Cumbia is good, but cycling and coffee are great, especially together. I know if I have a cold brew coffee, I just don't feel any pain. You know, you won't feel anything. I imagine, yeah, I bet with that humidity, it's probably rainy there. To be fair, I mean, cumbia is very stereotypically Colombian, but there's Peruvian cumbia I featured before, there's Mexican cumbia, I imagine probably Venezuelan. I know throughout Latin America there's different cumbias. One region I haven't highlighted enough is Central America. I think Romasa 000 had some recommendations, but I want to feature a lot more Guatemalan, Salvadoran, Honduran, Costa Rican, Panamanian artists. Ruben Blades, I think I featured in the past. At least a little bit of Panamanian representation there. And Nicaragua, too, I know very little about music there. I have featured marimba in the past, which is very positively, stereotypically Guatemalan. La Carta or Granja is the next track. Anyhow, so that's just some background on Los Tigres. I think we're having a pretty fruitful discussion in the chat. If you're listening on the radio now and you want to join the chat, feel free to do that. All you have to do is go to tilde.chat/Kiwi and to the channel Tilde Radio, all one word. That's a good point, Maya. I thought cumbia is originally Colombian, Afro-Colombian. So I guess Mexican cumbia would be derivative. Now, there's some moment I was biking on Maryland 28 on Darnstown Road, and I was thinking about how very Central American heavy our Latin American diaspora population is here in the DMV in the National Capital Region. When I was passed by a car playing this kind of music, I think it was either corridos, I don't think it was mariachi music, I think it was corridos, with a license plate that said Jalisco. And I thought, there's my dose, tiny daily dose of Mexican culture. On a more serious note, we have, you know, the Mexican Embassy and a Mexican Cultural Center in Central D.C. with lots of great events, Gala Hispanic Theater. When I went to see Lila Downs, the person in front of me, who's from Morelos originally, flew all the way from Lawrenceville, the suburb of Atlanta, which definitely has, you know, more substantial Mexican diaspora community compared with our region. It's really people coming from all over for that concert. But we're, you know, a lot more of a Chapin, Guatemalteco, that kind of area, Salvadoran, Honduran, and Peruvian also region. A little bit of Spanish, Caribbean, you know, Puerto Rican migrants through, especially through the military and so on, but also people from the Dominican Republic.
Se cayó un gavilán, los pollitos comentaron que si se cayó solito o los vientos lo...
Welcome Sanina to the chat. Thank you so much for joining and have a great sleep and a great trip. I wonder where you're traveling. Maybe you can tell us in the chat. In Brasilia, it is 66 degrees Fahrenheit, clear skies, and as I guess, sort of a neutral stereotype, as I expect for Brazil, it is 90% humidity. Oh, João Pessoa! Okay, so you're headed up north. So is that for family, I'm guessing? I forget if that's Rio Grande do Norte or Paraíba. Very cool. No, that is awesome. As Sanina pointed out, the easternmost city of the Americas. Since I remember your family is from the Nordeste. That is great. Have safe travels. Have a great time there. And maybe we'll talk about that at our next show. Maybe you can tune in to the next show from João Pessoa. Oh, I see. Just to visit. Very, very cool. Yeah. I remember Ceará, Rio Grande do Norte, Pernambuco, Paraíba. I used to know all those states well. Not anymore, sadly. This is La Loteria. I personally like the Joey Arroyo, speaking of Colombia, track of that name. More of a hard salsa, melodic flavor.
Soldado en tristeza las palmas.
anti-DJ. My kitty is staring at me from this box just to the right of my seat. I might clean up her litter box, and maybe she'll give me a little gift to clean up while I'm cleaning up what's already there. Are you going to do that? Good girl.
El dinero. El pescado no está mordiendo el anzuelo y la dama alza la voz por tanto golpe. Nuestra gente se revela en estos tiempos y hasta el diablo ya lo mandan a la corte.
So, fun fact, Maya, I don't know if you heard earlier in the episode, is the anti-DJ likes to sleep on the streaming laptop, so I make a point of having it closed. She gets to use it as a heater, I guess, a heated seat or something. But now that I have it opened up, I have her distracted, either sitting on my lap or sitting next to me, so she doesn't jump on the keyboard and prematurely terminate the episode. We don't want a creamy episode to make a joke in very, very poor taste. This next track is La Mesa del Rincón. The next one after that is Mi Buena Suerte.
Ay, en la mesa del rincón, les pido por favor que lleven la botella.
Great if I could get her to meow for the microphone. She's more interested in sniffing my nose than sniffing the microphone.
Malvin quisiera que le cuenten que no sufro, que me ha hecho un gran favor, su adiós. Seguro estoy que se marchó pensando que la quiero.
I'll have to find some artist from Michoacán. Maybe from Jalisco, but sort of blend between Northwest and Southern Mexico. Definitely, I know people from Michoacán. Culturally, it's distinct from, you know, your at least from what I follow, you know, as a very, very far outsider. It's culturally distinct from Guerrero, Oaxaca, Chiapas. I've heard even, you know, local culture in Chiapas just pretty much blends in with your Mayan, Guatemalan culture. Again, I haven't been, so I wouldn't know. But all that's super interesting to me. There's many people from Michoacán in Santa Ana, California, in Orange County. A lot of people from Oaxaca and Columbus, Ohio, not far from where I went to college, and from Minneapolis, St. Paul, where I will be, where I'll be next week, which means the episode will be pre-recorded. Let's see who I might feature next week. Okay, so let's see. Oh, okay, next week is Son Sublime, the Cuban group from New York City, I think. And speaking of Northern Mexico, Diana Gameros, who's from Ciudad Juarez, I'll feature May 16th. May 9th will be pre-recorded, as I'll be in Minneapolis, St. Paul. and I won't be able to stream from the hotel and hotel Wi-Fi. So I'll get that prepped for you all. Maybe sooner rather than later. We have some more tracks through the top of the hour. About 5 or 6 minutes left in the, or sorry, 6 or 7 minutes left in the recording. Great trip, Sininha. Thank you for tuning in. You've gone early morning. Okay, so this is Mi Fantasia, Mi Pariente Somos is the next track, and then we have 4 more after the top of the hour. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Don't go anywhere. As I said, we have a few more tracks coming up after the top of the hour. I'll post the archive shortly after the end of the episode, and there will be a rerun tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern. Is it daylight time now or standard time? That's for the Unix date command. It's Eastern Daylight Time. The Unix date command to know and me to find out. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And next week is Son Sublime. Modern Cuban Son group, I believe from New York City.
una aventura que ojalá se vuelva a repetir.
Sería un reencuentro de amor inolvidable. Mi fantasía que ordinariamente me amé. Tan solo de pensar que te vuelva a besar.
Apagar, porque voy a llorar.